This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Well, we've got a special event coming up this weekend at the Douglas County Fairgrounds we're going to talk about. Shirley Pyle is in. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, talk about this quilt show.
Well, this is the 38th annual quilt show put on by the Umpqua Valley Quilters Guild. We have over 200 entered quilts that are currently being judged right now. We will have we have at least 300 quilts on display, and we'll have vendors. We have a Quilt of Valor ceremony on Saturday morning at 11. We have a featured quilter coming from Northern California, Linda Ballard. And we have some classes coming up, too.
So which part of the fairgrounds are you guys in?
We are, the quilt show itself is located in Douglas Hall. Admissions is through Cascade.
And how many, you said 38 years?
38 years.
Wow. Now, how long have you been involved with the Guild?
I've been involved with the Guild about 15 years.
And how'd you get involved?
I've always sewn, and I started doing some quilting at a local shop, and the ladies talked about the Quilt Guild, and it just sounded like something to check out, and I checked it out, and here I am.
So what got you interested in quilting to begin with?
I just always liked to sew. I grew up sewing with my mom and my grandma, and it just seemed like an interesting thing to check out, and I really like it. I like all the colors and the designs, and it can be always a challenge.
Now, what is the biggest quilt you've ever seen?
The biggest quilt?
I mean, because it seems like, there are like all sizes.
Right. They do come in all sizes and all shapes and all colors. The biggest quilt I ever seen was probably about 130 by 120.
Wow. That's amazing. And, you know, the skill to do that, I mean, it's way over my head. I'm trying to think if my mom did some quilting. It seemed like it was more one of my grandmother's. But because we've inherited some quilts, and you just look at that and go, how do you envision that? How do you... And then how do you do it correctly?
Well, there's a lot of patterns these days. There's a lot of fabrics out there. And there's a lot of people who are willing to help. I don't know about correctly. There's all different kinds of ways. There's lots of skill levels. And most people start at a beginning level. And then they progress wherever they want to go, whatever leads them or what they desire to try to make.
Now, you mentioned someone coming from California as a featured quilter. Tell me about them.
So Linda Ballard has taught classes for a great many years. She's taught on cruise ships. She's taught all over Oregon. And so she's a very talented and excellent instructor. Lots of adventures to talk about. She has a booth, and she'll be there all weekend to share those experiences and her skills and talents.
So these people that are displaying quilts, how far away are some of them coming from?
We have quilts on display from as far as Clark County, Washington. We have entries from Southern Oregon. We had one lady entered from La Pine, some from the Springfield area. So all of our entries are... You know, they're not just local. We're open to have entries from all over.
So how often does the Quilters Guild meet?
We meet monthly, September through June. And we meet at the Christian Church out on Garden Valley during the day. And we have a night meeting over at Douglas Electric Co-op. Our website would have our locations and times for our meetings.
And the event this weekend, what does it take to get ready for this?
We have been getting ready for this when one ends, we start with the next one. We start the planning. So, but we've been out there all week, starting with Monday, getting this set up.
Man, I'm sure that is a lot of work. Now, the quilts, so people have been bringing them down early then, right? Or do they?
We had our quilt take-in was Tuesday.
Okay. And so have you worked with the show most of these years?
No, I just started out just going to meetings, and nice little by little I got involved, and I got more involved after I retired. And so I've been involved now with the show, I don't know, maybe about 6 years. But I've been the chair for the show last year and this year.
And the colors, how do you pick what colors you want to use?
You know, that's... In individuals' palette or whatever attracts them or what they like. Some people like muted colors. Some people like really vibrant colors. Some people like to use all the tones and shades of a color. So it's an individual choice. There's so many choices that you make when you put together a quilt that that's what makes it truly yours. Even if you use a pattern, even if you use directions from a certain person, they're all individuals.
It seems like a lot of the process is sort of like what I've heard from people who paint. You know, sometimes you know what, there's just a lot of different ways to approach that.
There certainly is. Some people buy a pattern and then they buy the fabric to go with the pattern, and some people buy the fabric because they like it and then they figure out what to do with it.
Wow. So the event is happening Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 3 on Sunday. And what's it cost to get in?
It's $10 for an adult. We have children get in free, and then youth get in from 13 to 17. They get in for $5.
All right. And again, that's out at the Douglas County Fairgrounds. Anything else people should know?
Just come on out. It should be a beautiful weekend. We got a lot of things going on, and I think everybody will be, if you've never been, you'll be surprised at all the artistry and the colors and the work that's gone into this.
All right, Shirley Pyle from the Quilters Guild, thanks for coming in this morning.
All right, thanks for having me.
8:30, 7 in the morning, report.